Good morning. My name is Gavin Butcher, and this is the testimony of how Jesus Christ allowed me to recognize my sinful nature and graciously gave me the heart to repent of my sins and be assured of my salvation. As long as I can remember, I was raised in a Christian life and home. My entire life, my family went to church, I attended things like Awana's, and I hung out with friends who were all Christian-based. I was also homeschooled and even had a Bible class. I was proud of my faith. When I was around 13 to 14, my father, by God's grace and providence, discovered that we were not going to a church that taught the true gospel. So we left. And with prayer and a little bit of church hopping, we found a very theologically sound church that taught the truth. From a young age, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior and enjoyed going to church and glorifying God. But for years of my life, I took my faith for granted and lived a life of unrepentant sin. Once I got to my high school years, I had no drive to be in the Word, I stopped praying, and I felt annoyed by waking up to go to church. I knew that my sin was wrong, but when it came to my spiritual walk, I was very much a procrastinator. All the sins that I was committing made me depressed and anxious and made me feel very guilty of my sins. One day, about 2 years ago, I got in the car to go home from work. Through God's grace, I felt extremely guilty. And I felt very convicted to listen to a sermon. I can remember it like it was yesterday. I chose to listen to John MacArthur's Questions and Answers series. And in the first 10 minutes of listening, MacArthur brought up how guilt is one of God's greatest gifts because it lets us know that we are doing wrong. Once I heard that, I broke down in tears. At that moment, I repented and begged God for a forgiveness of my sins. This marked a change in my life. I am captive to my sins no more. I would tell my family of my sins, get spiritual counseling at my church, and find a reinvigorated passion to glorify God. This would lead me to find one of my favorite passages in the Bible. Ephesians 5:15-17. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. 5 months ago, I moved to Tempe to attend school at Arizona State University. I am very fortunate to not have to search for a church to attend, because when my brother moved up here to attend ASU, he had already done all of the work. In my first 2 Sundays here at Grace, I was approached by many people about coming to things such as 414, Build, and the Young Men's Coffee, and many more. All of these resources have led me to grow as a man, to be a spiritual leader, to be rooted in the Word a lot deeper, and to gain a lot of new friends in my brothers and sisters in Christ. At the end of August, I had heard about the membership and baptism classes. In the past, when I would take my faith for granted, I would never even consider the idea of getting baptized or becoming a member of a church. But now, because of radical change in my life, I felt convicted and signed up for both classes. I am here to be baptized today because I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, repented of my sins, and I want to share my union with Christ, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. Romans 8:5-9 says, "For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile towards God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God. For it is not even able to do so, and those who are in the flesh are not able to please God. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. Today, I am proud to say that I belong to Christ. I am his forever, and there is nothing that can change that."